Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast for Tuesday morning, February 24th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
AmpliTech Group announces expiration of previously listed warrants. AmpliTech Group announced the expiration of its previously listed warrants, which ceased trading on February 18, 2026, and expired on February 19, 2026. A total of 1,371,428 warrants were outstanding, each granting the holder the right to purchase one share of common stock at $7 per share. The expiration occurred automatically under the warrant agreement, with no impact on the company's common stock. Hong Kong tech delegation heading for market expansion at Mobile World Congress 2026. Hong Kong tech delegation is set to expand its market presence at Mobile World Congress 2026. The delegation, led by Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKTDC, and Hong Kong Science and Technology Parks Corporation, HKSTP, will showcase 21 tech companies at the event in Barcelona. The pavilion will highlight solutions in connectivity, devices and systems, digital transformation and ecosystem partners, aiming to boost Hong Kong's innovation and technology sector on the global stage.
Buy2 iDigital Wells My Size Inc. as a featured company focused on two big fashion problems, returns and excess inventory. B2 iDigital Inc. as a featured company focused on solving fashion's return and excess inventory issues. MySize's three-part platform includes MazeFit for sizing, Percental for secondhand sales, and Orgad for overstock. With clients like Levi's and Moschino, MySize has seen significant reductions in returns and increases in conversion rates. Learn more at b2iddigital.com/featured companies.
Blackbox Stocks announces that NASDAQ approves listing of eRealloys, merger expected to close today after close of the market. Blackbox Stocks Inc. announces that the NASDAQ has approved the listing of eRealloys, with the merger expected to close today after the market closes. The combined company will trade on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the ticker symbol ALY starting February 25th, 2026.
Ukraine.com reports rising demand for transparency and real-world introductions in international matchmaking. Ukraine.com reports a rising demand for transparency and real-world introductions in international matchmaking. Users are now prioritizing identity verification and clear paths to in-person meetings over prolonged online interactions. This shift reflects a broader trend in the industry towards predictability and credibility. Platforms that offer clear roles and realistic timelines are gaining favor among users seeking structured and trustworthy cross-border relationships. Customify adds native integrations with Google Sheets, Databricks, and Gong AI to enhance its customer success platform. These integrations aim to centralize data, improve analytics, and enhance revenue intelligence for SaaS teams. CEO Philip Wolf highlights the importance of supporting teams in modernizing their workflows without forcing drastic changes. More details are available at Customify.com.
Cunningham Academy launches ISO 56001 Internal Auditor Training Course on Innovation Management Systems, IMS. The program equips auditors, innovation managers, R&D professionals, and quality experts with the skills to conduct internal audits according to ISO 56001 2024 standards. Participants can learn at their own pace through an interactive e-learning platform, gaining practical experience and a globally verifiable ISO 56001 Internal Auditor Certificate upon completion.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news